Hey, what's going on, baby? It's Jay Farrell. You listen to the Dana Cortez Show podcast. Tune it in, lock it, and don't go nowhere.
DJ Automatic and I have been getting up way early and going for walks. And today we fed the ducks, and I want to talk about that experience. It's the Dana Cortez Show with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. So Otto and I are married. For those who don't know, that's when we get up and go walking.
Just hang out at 4 in the morning with each other.
You said something. We're feeding the ducks. And you said, this makes me so happy.
Because I used to love going to the park with my mom and feeding the ducks.
Exactly. So when did we stop loving those kind of things? Remember when you used to go outside and play and run around and have fun, and then you get old and crabby and you don't do those things anymore?
Well, it's because you got work, you got kids.
Okay.
You've got the world that is going on and is crazy around us. So sometimes you forget those small things are actually the best things.
Well, because we're spending all the time on our phones. No, you could go outside and play instead of being on Instagram or Facebook and looking at all this craziness on social media. It makes you unhappy.
True, but I think a lot of us are really, really busy, and our time is really important to us. And some of it, you know, is spent on our phones, but most of it is wasted doing things we don't necessarily enjoy. So what we're trying to say is get out, do the little things that you really, really enjoy.
Look, work is not wasted. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying if you have enough time to stream, to look at your phone, you have enough time to go outside and get on the slide. You loved it so much when you were little, you used to burn your on that hot slide. And now you're like, oh my gosh, it's so hot outside.
Now they don't even make slides like that anymore.
Yeah, they do. In the neighborhoods we grew up in.
Well, not in our neighborhood.
All right, take your kids outside and play. If you don't have kids, do it anyway. It's good for your mental health. National Day, Anthony.
All right, let's go and kick it off with National Ice Cream Soda Day. Mm. All right. This also includes root beer floats. I'm a root beer float guy myself.
I like ice cream soda, but I do diet now. Diet ice cream and Diet Coke.
Why?
Or Diet Dr. Pepper.
That says a lot about
that's
you.
That's wild.
It tastes just the same.
It's also National Dump the Pump Day, encouraging you to not use gas and seek alternative methods of getting around if you can.
I got a hybrid car.
There it is.
Otto does it. When's the last time you bought gas? Seriously.
It's probably been 2 months.
Oh, all
winning.
Right. Here we go.
Yeah,
come on,
let's
America.
Go.
And let's wrap it up with the longest day of the year is today. It is the official start to summer. So happy first day of summer, everybody.
Okay. I want to ask you guys, what is a really good summer memory?
My summers were consumed by baseball. From March to July, it was just baseball all
hottest
the time.
Hottest time
for me.
Of the year. But you were a good baseball player.
Consumed doesn't sound like fun.
You know, I don't play baseball anymore.
What about you, Ann?
I'll never forget the legendary summertime video game sessions that me and my brothers had. Oh, man.
All the friends, a little bit of snack.
Playing video games till the sun comes up, dog. And some nice AC.
What was your favorite video game?
Oh, it has to be. Growing up, that one was either Madden or Spider-Man. Spider-Man. Oh. Spider-Man, definitely. For those who played, you know what it is.
Madden, MLB, 2K. Or Sonic the Hedgehog. That was a heavy rotation.
My favorite summertime memory was just waiting around for school to start. I was an only child and I didn't have anyone to play with.
Sounds like the girl who gets a diet ice cream soda.
That's
wow.
And gets fries with a Diet Coke.
I do that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Boomer fathers versus millennial dads. So this is a trend that's been going on Instagram and TikTok where boomers will say, my music is better, my clothes are better. And then millennials know my music is better, my clothes are better. Well, the New England Journal of Medicine just released a study and turns out millennial fathers are better dads because they spend more time with their children. 4 times more. Then boomer dad.
Which makes
dads.
A lot of sense because my dad is a boomer dad and he was always working and he didn't prioritize. I don't think my dad was a good dad.
Okay.
But
automatic.
He was as good a dad as he knew how to be because of the father that he had.
Oh, so generationally he got better.
Yes, he was better than his dad.
Yeah.
And I feel like I mean, shout out to my dad, still love him, but I feel like I'm a better dad than he was.
Are you having a hard time saying this because that's your dad?
Like, yeah, I don't want to sit here and bag on him and be like, he was a horrible dad, or I'm here because of him. But at the same time, there's certain things he did that I don't do, especially when it comes to my daughter because of the relationship my dad had with my sister. And
expand on that.
I saw that, like, he treated her more like he treated us. And I don't think that's the way a father's supposed to treat a daughter. He was always nicer to her. And obviously, she didn't get spankings and all that kind of stuff. But they just had a different relationship. And it wasn't as friendly as I am with Ava. Not that I'm friends with her. I'm still her father. But I don't know how to explain it. I don't, like I said, I don't want to beat up on my dad.
I think that's what you're describing.
describing too is the development in man's emotional intelligence.
That
and your
part,
ability
for sure.
to come down and, you know, empathize and relate more to your daughter on that level too. And I think that goes across the board for all millennial fathers, that we've embraced this ability to go ahead and like kind of converse with our kids more and talk to them more. And I think that's a benefit.
Hug and kiss them more. Not
be afraid to tell them we love them. And I think that also comes out of a lot
and
of
value their opinion.
Oh,
that's a big thing.
Uh oh, whoa, you're gonna have some people upset about that one.
No, but like, because my dad always was just telling my sister, hey, go do this. This is the way it should be done. You're gonna do this, or I'm not gonna do this for you. And I'm trying not to do that with her. Don't get me wrong, I'm trying to direct her and put her in the right direction. But Ava has a lot more say. And I, like you said, the emotional intelligence, I can actually have a conversation with her without it turning into a screaming match if she doesn't agree with
me.
Well,
if you don't allow your children to express themselves, they'll hide it. Oh. They're gonna express themselves, they're just gonna tell you. So I think that it's better to allow them to speak their minds. Are they going to make mistakes? Of course. Do you fear that? Of course. But that's how you learn. Anthony, you're a millennial. Do your friend, because you don't have kids, but do you see your friends who have children with their children and you think it's different than the way your father was or their father was?
My situation was different because my father was in and out of my life and I don't have children, so I can't speak on how I would treat
mine. But like witnessing your friends.
What I see with my friends, the biggest flip I've seen is for my friends who's had absent fathers. They didn't grow up with their dad. Their dads are not around. They are 100% the opposite, where it's like they want to be the best father they could ever be because they didn't have that. And that's and also too, there's a lot of peer pressure from at least my group of friends of, hey bro, if you're not going to take care of your kid, we don't want to be around you. Like, that's weird.
It is
like,
but how, I mean, who wants to hang out with a deadbeat?
Yeah, so like at least there's that pressure.
Hey, let's go on vacation.
Friends,
I know you haven't paid your child support or taking care of your kid, but let's go on vacation together. Feels a little weird to me.
That's like, if you can't take care of your kid, how can I trust you to be my homie?
Yeah, your own blood.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not even taking care of that.
I've cut friends off completely.
Yes, for not taking care of their children.
Yeah. Automatic, I know exactly who you're talking about.
I can't be friends with you if you don't take care of your own kid.
I also have this kind of, I guess, a little bit off the wall theory, but I believe that this is one of the benefits of social media, to where in the fact that, you know, you used to be able to, before social media, you could have a family on the south side and you could have a family on the north side.
Yeah.
And nobody would ever find out. But now, you can't do that. You're two follows away from your side chick knowing your wife.
On TikTok and Instagram.
Social media.
It is not. I thought this was an incredible study. And I'm glad, DJ Automatic, that you said what you said. And I know it was hard, but that's what the study says. Boomer fathers, because I don't have a dad, they just didn't spend as much time. They didn't feel pressure to or the need to. They didn't even want to help their wives a lot of times. There's dads that say, there's a quote in this article that said, I've never changed a diaper, as if that's a badge of honor.
My dad never changed a diaper.
That's not a badge of honor. That is a badge of I don't care and I didn't assist my wife.
But at the same time, he never saw his father do that.
Exactly.
So you only know what you know.
And you had to change diapers because I wasn't putting up with none of that.
But that was the thing. I wanted to be involved in her life. It was different.
What you're saying too is it's not personal. It's just our fathers didn't know any better.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He knew to change that diaper.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Giselle Cabrera Rodriguez is a woman we're going to talk about in today's WTF story. You know, always kick it off first. She was speeding. And then she ran a stop sign. And then she turned illegally, like really wide. So cops pulled her over and they found suspected cocaine in her glove box.
What?
Well, of course, they're like, where'd you get this cocaine? So they go back to her apartment with a warrant and end up finding $45,700 cash and 2 kilos of cocaina in La Casa.
Ooh, there you go, dog. This is another Tuesday for her.
It was. So she is an exotic dancer that said she began working for cartel operatives because it was a very lucrative job. She said
sad.
She was
more
paying
lucrative
her
than dancing.
She must not I guess
that,
so.
She must not have been that good of a dancer, though. Better mule than a stallion.
I wish I knew what kind of noise mules made.
Well, NASA wants you to go to Mars. Well, kind
what?
Of. NASA is looking for a new batch of candidates to take a year-long simulated mission to Mars.
That's fine.
They're
going to
stick you inside a 1,700-square-foot 3D-printed lab at the Johnson Space Center. They're going to simulate spacewalks. They're going to give you a lack of resources to see how you can react to it. And if you're interested in it and you're not a smoker and you're between the ages of 30 and 55 and you have STEM or military training, then you might just be the person to go to the simulated Mars.
12 months of fake Mars?
Well, they're saying 12 to 14 months.
That sounds like a pretty fun project,
I mean,
bro.
It might be a vacation.
It is not a vacation unless you're married.
There is some husband out there right now that It's like 14 months.
All right. One person's goodwill donation is another person's prized possession. A recent Lego piece was donated to the Goodwill in Pennsylvania, where they turned around and put it up on their website to take offering bids. Now, the bid started at $50, and they gradually moved up to $600. But little did they know, this final bid would end at $18,101 for a golden Lego piece that's the size of a quarter.
Oh.
All right, this piece is 14 karat gold, and it's the Bionicle Gold Mask. For all my Lego connoisseurs out there, they know what this is worth.
I don't know what that is.
Neither did the person who sent it to Goodwill.
Obviously not.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The way you talk about your ex in front of your current partner, or are you even allowed to mention past relationships in front of the person you're with today? You know, the reason I even brought this up is because Teddy Swims, who is an incredible artist, his song Lose Control just surpassed The Weeknd's Blinding Lights for spending the most time in the top 10, 58 weeks.
Shout out to the very talented Teddy Swims.
Gosh. That's a lot of weeks.
But his song is about his ex. So that means he's immortalized his ex in how much he loved her, how much he misses her. Every time you hear that song, he's singing about the woman he's not with because he's got a new girl. In fact, we met his girl. He talked.
That he has on the road with him right now.
And I had to ask him about this because when he told me it was about his ex and I saw his woman with him, I was like, hey, does she mind that you wrote this beautiful song about a woman you wish you were still with? And are you still in touch with this lady?
Romantically, no. But, I mean, you know, of course, always
one
of the best.
You guys are good. You guys
always one of the best. Yeah. And, you know, like, shout out to her. She's cool, man. And I think we're both doing really well, you know.
Shout out to her. But
I think she probably wishes she would have stuck around at this point.
Hey, what are you going to do?
I don't know. That was funny. Because you know she does. She's like, man, you made it. I didn't think you were going to make it.
58 weeks in the top 10. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was one of the best conversations ever. That was such an easy talk, right? He was just a real down-to-earth guy. But seeing the woman in the hallway, she didn't care. She's like, that's the past. He's mine now. You know, he's with me
now. And you could tell he didn't have any feelings for her anymore anyway.
No, but I did get a message on Instagram, a DM from this guy named Daniel, and he said, hey, Dana, I've been listening to you in Automatic. He said, I noticed that you guys are so comfortable talking about your past in front of each other. Nobody gets jealous. Nobody cares. He's like, my girl absolutely does not want to hear one thing about anything I've done in my past. He said, which is really hard because if I have a story to tell or we're at a party or something, I can't talk about anything for fear that she's going to get angry. He said, any time that something's mentioned, a restaurant or a town or the truck I used to drive. Oh, that's the truck you used to be in with that girl. Mm. Like, she just brings up the past.
Toxic energy.
Well, that's what I said. I said, that sounds a little toxic. It doesn't matter. You guys are together now. Who cares what you did in the past?
Well, it does depend on how and when he's talking about his
true,
ex.
True, Anthony.
Now, there's a lot of do's and don'ts. Like, you can't compare your exes. Like, you can't ever be in a situation where you're like, oh, well, my ex used to do it like that. My ex used to do it like this. So it depends on how and when you're talking about your ex in the sense of bringing them up.
So you know, earlier I said remembering versus reminiscing.
Yeah.
To remember, say, you know, we did this. To reminisce is, oh, you know, she used to do this. Or that's different.
And I think one thing, because they had pointed out that we talk about our past, we're not talking about the good times, because I don't think either one of us had
great times. I had good times, and somebody did that. That's a big lie.
There was some good times, but all of our relationships ended pretty badly.
Well, they didn't work out for a reason. It doesn't mean that I have to be mad at my ex or angry or say that they're a terrible person.
You've already said you don't like them.
Just a couple.
But it's also really important, too,
sometimes
to like...
things don't work out.
You got to be able to talk about that and express yourself to show your growth as a human being.
Thank you, Anthony.
If that's a situation that you're discussing, then yeah, I think it's perfectly acceptable. And if the person has a jealousy issue, then be cautious.
How are you going to be jealous about someone that's not there anymore? How are you going to be jealous of a memory?
Oh, yeah.
It's a memory. Who cares? I don't care. If Otto brings up his ex... It's because he's having a thought about whatever it was that happened. It doesn't mean he still wants to be with them. It didn't work out for a reason. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine him having to hide or not have a conversation with me about something that's bothering him or that makes him happy or whatever, because for fear that I'm going to be jealous about something that happened and doesn't even matter anymore.
Yeah, you don't show it on the outside, but you don't forget it either, Dana.
Yeah, I know, but who cares, Dana? Dana, Anthony.
Dana.
You're being accusatory.
Well, no, because you don't forget it. You will bring it up again later. And you say, oh, I don't care. And then you'll bring it up a month
the
later.
The only thing that makes me mad is that automatic, there's this famous spa in New Mexico called 10,000 Waves.
That didn't take too much.
No, let me tell you. The only thing that's ever upset me is he said, remember when we went to 10,000 Waves? And I said, wrong girl. But I'd like
just
to make
to be
a
clear,
memory.
I've taken like 5 girls there.
Double down on it. Thanks.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.